Eloheinu, Melech Ha'olam, Shehakol Nehiyeh Bedvarav.
Amen.
We turn with Siyata Deshmaya to this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayishlach. At the beginning of Perek Lamed Gimel, Vayisa Yaakov Eino Vayar, and he sees Esav coming with 400 people. That's talked about in the Balei Machshava. What's the sinyan of the 400 people? Either way, Yaakov has to prepare. So what does he do? Vayachatz Esa Yelodim Aleya V'yavroch V'yashtei HaShvachos. So what does he do? Continues the Pasuk, Vayasem Esa Shvachos V'yashtei and Rishona. Has Bilhah Zilpah and their respective children, places them first. V'yas Leya V'yladei Achronim. And then he places thereafter Leya V'yladei. V'yas Rochel V'yas Yosef Achronim. So even though Leah Viladeh, they were afterwards, but who gets the final spot? Zot Rashi, based on the Medrash and Bereishis Rabba, what's Achronim Achron Achron Choviv? I'm going to take my most favorite, my Ikra Keres Abayis, Vesroch Ves Yosef Achronim, they're going to be at the back. Asks Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, famous Rav from Vilna, he says, I don't understand, the brothers aren't jealous. And no one's jealous of Yosef HaTzadik. After all, here's Yosef singled out to be mamish at the end. Vesruch ves Yosef Achron. Who is the Achron Achron Chaviv? Yosef. And yet we don't read of any Vayikanu Boecha. We don't read of any Vayisnu. A frag to Rabbi Yaakov Yosef. Why are they not jealous? And he gives two gavaldik tirutzim. All right, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, number one. I says, it's not such a shverkite. After all, he's not singling out Yosef HaTzadik. Perhaps he's singling out his mother, and that all the other children understood. Everybody knew that he really started working initially for Rachel. She was the Iker, she was that Keres Abayis. Vayetze, Vayishak, Yaakov, and Rachel, he knew that this was his Bashert, and the children chapped that. And they knew that. They never questioned that Rachel's tent was the one wherein Yaakov set up his own bed. It's only then after Rachel's demise, then Reuven, Pachas, Alav, Amai, that's a different story already. Once Rachel's no longer alive, why be mad if a bill over his mother Leah? But they understood that Rachel was single now. Memela, why did Yaakov place Yosef at the end? Only because he placed Rachel at the end. Where else are you going to place her? You're not going to separate the child from Rachel, from the mother. Memela, once Achron Achron Chaviv, he places Rachel Imenu at the back, together with Rachel, he places Yosef. The brothers aren't jealous. But what happens at the beginning of Ayeshev? Beginning of Ayeshev, he gives a ketonis pasim. Binyamin already has emerged onto the Torah stage. Binyamin's around. And Memela, you have two sons of Rachel, and you're only giving a ketonis pasim to Yosef. If it was Machmas solely that he was the son of Rachel, then Yaakov should have fashioned a ketonis pasim both for Yosef and for Binyamin, but to exclusively give it to Yosef. Now already by Yaakov, now they're going to be jealous because now we see that the chashivus and the adipus of Yosef is not solely machmas, that he is the mamale makom, he is the ben of his mother Rachel, because so is Binyamin, and Binyamin's not getting this special begadim, and must be, oh, Yosef is singled out, even over his younger brother, the ben zakunim, the real ben Zakunim, the real one born, the last of all the Yirbei Shvatim, and still he puts Yosef over that Binyamin. And now we see it's something meyucha to Yosef HaTzadik, and then and only then are the brothers jealous. That's his first mahalach. Then he provides a very interesting second mahalach. And we have a Rashi earlier, back in last week's Parsha, Parsha Svayetze. When is Yaakov ready to return home? And so Yaakov Avinu, only when Yosef is born, Vahika show Yalda Ruchelas Yosef, Vayomer Yaakov, Alovan Shachinim Elcha, El Makom Yilyarzi. Ruchel gives birth to Yosef. Only now does he turn to Lovan, it's time to send me away. Why? What new occurrence transpired? Zach Rashi, Api Chazal, the Medrash Agado, the Gemara Bava Masrek of Chav Gimel Amud Beis, Mishenolat Sinno Shal Esav, Posikin of Adja, Perakal, Posikin of Ches, Vahaye, Beis Yaakov, Eish, Beis Yosef, Lahava, Beis Esav, the Kash, what burns up the straw of an Esav? It's the combination, that dynamic duo of the Yaakov together with the Yosef. That's the Eish with the Lahava, with the tip of the flame. Eish below Lahava, Ina Sholik, the Merachat, by Mishenolat Yosef, Botach Yaakov, Kodesh Bro, and now he wants to go back. I have Sidno Shel Esav, the chief adversary of Esav, their koach to fight him. as now here in this world, Amela Yaakov can rest assured. Now I have between the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kaveyochel, I have Yosef HaTzadik, and now I'm ready to return home. Love and please, it's time to send me away. Zokter of Yaakov Yosef, Amela, if Yosef would now be placed in front, as Yosef HaRosh approaches with this 400 men, the brothers might say, oh, and the other day, we don't need a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we got Yosef HaTzadik. He's the one who's going to fight the Yosef. Ain't Yosef no fellow of the Yad Banel Shel Rochel, and Amela, he is the Shlita over at Esav Arosha. If we place Yosef, Zokto Yaakov Yosef at the front, people might put too much hope into a Yosef. They're going to forget about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yaakov wants everyone to daven. It's only the Ribbono Shel Olam who's going to save you. Mishnah Rosh Hashanah Chavtesam and Aleph. V'chi Yadov Shemosha Osus Mechom Osher Mechom Ha'ela Shayim Estaklam U'meshadim Eslivam Neshamayim. And then they would emerge victorious. Perk Yitzayim, the enemy Shalach Mahayak Asher Yorim Moshe Yadov V'gav Yisrael. Kasher Niyach Yadov V'gavra Molek. The taklas was, Moshe says, everybody look up the Shemayim. I look up the Shemayim. The Avisters are going to be the one to save you. Had Yosef in position in front, they was, we don't need to daven. We'll take it easy. We can relax. And Yaakov says, I'm putting Yosef in the back. You guys got to fend for yourselves. Yosef, he'll take care of himself. He and Rochel. But until you get to Yosef, you're going to have to do what? You're going to have to be Mespalel. And Yaakov wanted the tefillas. That's why he bedavka. And puts Yosef HaTzadik in the back. This is quite interesting. And we do find that Moshe Rabbeinu, when it came time to taking Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, we read in Parshas Beshalach, at the very beginning, we start out the Parsha, Ayi Beshalach Paro Esa'am. And so it's time for Klai Yisrael to leave Mitzrayim after the 210 years. And then what happens? Two psukim later. We interjecting in the middle of describing the story of the Exodus. What do we insert over here? Moshe takes Atzmas Yosef. Akeilu, we started the Beshalach, we started the Yetziah, but we should know that Moshe, who was at the helm, was at the forefront. It took Yosef HaTzadik together with it. Safinias Daiti, what's this idea of interjecting, letting us know that as Klai Yisrael leaves, you can have Yosef HaTzadik in the front. And notice how it's called what? Atzmas Yosef. Now the Mefarshim, the Chidon, though there's talk about it, doesn't mean Mamash Atzmas. Are you going to tell me you had a Gedolah Yisrael, the Dori Doros, whose body never decomposed, never decayed? Amana Yosef HaTzadik, Amana, it was Sholeh. So what's this Nakuda of the Atzmas Yosef? The Charu, the Finias Daiti. Bones represent the last thing, the last remnant of someone, something to hold on to. Brochus Tafayim and Beis. Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 children. Dein Grama Nasir Abir, but he held different skulls. He held on to the tooth or to the bone of his last child. This is the remnant. I still am holding on to a child. When Abishur destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, let's turn quickly to Megillas Eicha, Perakal Apostle Yud Gimel. Mimorim Sholach Eish Biatzmosai Vayardena. From the heavens above, Abishur sent down fire in Mayatzamas and he crushed it. Crushed it and he crushed them. Once Vayedena crushed it, Lechaira. And not only that, fire doesn't crush, fire consumes, fire burns, it doesn't crush. Ella Lechaira, it's what? It crushed our spirit. As long as we look to the bones, what are the bones of the base? I mean, just the skeletal framework. When a house is on fire, the last thing to go is the internal structure. That skeletal framework, when a body decomposes and decays, what's the last part to hold on to? The skeleton, there's still an internal structure. And that's the atzamos, the bones are miloshen etzem. That's the atzmish mitzad the guf mitzad the fizi. And the atzmius is what? The skeletal framework, just like the atzmius in a ruchniistic plane, is the pinimiistic in a shamo. The atzamos of Yosef, that's the atzmius, the chayr over here, it's what we're holding on to. It doesn't mean bones, about his body wasn't bones. It's not vayikach es aron shay Yosef, it should have been the aron. The Medrash Tehillim says, vayar hayam vayonos. It's not about taking the Aron. I don't need the Torah to go out of its way and interject in the midst of the Beshalach. Oh, you should know he took the Aron of Yosef. The Chari took what? To lead the charge, to lead Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Where's it going to be? Where's our Ritochon? Moshe says, oh, look to Yosef HaTzadik. Look to what? To the Atzmius of Yosef. That's the Atzamos. That which you can hold on to. And the Atzmius, we mentioned many times, Nachman Mibreslov, in the Kute Maran, when we have several times in Shas, Rav Sheshes, Rav Yochanan, Nosan, Eina, Bo, Vanasa, Galshol, Atzamas. We have Surin Gedolim, they had the power, Kilo, like Superman, X-ray vision, they could take their eyes and burn up someone. Shabbos, Lam, Gimel, Medresh, Shumi, Chai, is the Pshat. Mom is burning up, Zotam, Nachman Mibreslov, it's not the Pshat that he burned up that person, it's Nasan, Eina, Bo, when the gold will be Yisroel, when Shumi, Chai, when a Godel like Rav Sheshes stares at you, he's piercing into your neshama, into your panemius, Amela, that triggers what? Nasa Giloi Shel Atzmius. You become one and one with your Atzmius, and Mamela Nomos Levovam, their hearts melted because they had to come face to face with their true Atzmius. That's Rav Nachman, Likute Maran, Atzmus Atzmius. Ve'yikach Moshe, we only know about the Oren of Yosef. It's not the Oren, it's what? I'm holding up the Atzmius. You're about to go into the desert. How are we going to manage? The Mitzvah, we're going to be hot in our tail. We're going to be facing your Kriyas Yamsuf. Who was the epitome of the Baal B'Tochon? Amosha starts the charge. What? It's all about Yosef Tzadik. Christ was on the Memtah Shari Tuma. Amamela on the Memtah Shari Tuma. How are you going to manage when you're going in the desert? Right at the forefront is going to be what? The Atzmius. Look to Yosef. Look into that same old, the Master HaB'Tochon. And that's going to give you the strength. That's going to give you the power. And you're going to look and remember and reminisce about the Atzmius, about the Atzmius of the Koch of Yosef. So there he is at the front. Givaldik. Then all of a sudden we have Kriyas Yamsuf, and it's certainly at the front. My Raha Yom Vayanos. Ra, Arona Shayosu Shinamar Allah Vayanos Achutza. Amela, here we have the Oren at the front. And then they come to Machemes Amalek, and all of a sudden, no mention of Chazal. Where's the Oren of Yosef? And where's the Oren of Yosef? Machemes Amalek, what happened to it? All of a sudden now, what? Moshe Rabbeinu's on the mountaintop. Pashas, Moshe Rabbeinu, this was his mitzvah, remember. So Pashas, he took out the Atzimus of Yosef. He's going to hold on to it, right? He's not trusting anybody else. He's at the forefront. He's got it. Where is it? Pashas, it's up on the mountain with him. So Moshe, hold up the Atzimus of Yosef. Hold him up again. That's why you took him out at the beginning. Give them not only that, the fighting of Molech, Enes of Novel, of Yabodos Ruch. If there's anyone, anything to hold up, it should be Lachar, the Atzimus of Yosef. That's going to give him the strength. Atterentus, Kai Yisrael. When you came at him, it's right, you're holding my Memta Shari Tumor. And the Mela, you didn't have the Gevaldik B'Tochon, you didn't have him with, then I understand already. I need to give you the strength, but now that you already went through Kriyas Yamsuf, and what happened to Kriyas Yamsuf? Rosh Hashulchay, Mashu Yecheskim, Abuzi Yishar Neviyat, Zik Hilivan Veyu, and you saw the Eberster, you saw the Eberster, look up, after that, like, Moshe Rabbeinu, enough, Yosef already did his job, I'm going to take the Oren of Yosef, he's nowhere to be found, he's not to mention anyway, he's on the mountaintop with me, and what's going to enable the war? Moshe says, stop looking at the Ronash Yosef. If there's anyone, anything that's going to give them more strength than anything else, it should have been the Atzimus of Yosef defying the Banel. Shel Esav, he is Sidno Shel Esav. If I have Yosef leading the charge, as Moshe says, that was pre-Kriyas Yamsuf. Post-Kriyas Yamsuf, the Fiend, he is Taiti. You just had a Ziklavio. Stop putting your hope and faith and prayers into anyone besides the Rebbe. So I'm hiding the Oren Yosef. That'll be behind me on the top of the mountain. What are you going to look at? You're going to look at me, but not to me. Be Mishami, leave the Shamayim. That's the way you're going to beat Amalek. Don't put your faith in Yosef. Don't put your faith in any one person, even in the Atzmius of his Pinimus Dekakayach. Put your faith, Achvarak and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Yaakov wanted to teach him. Mike, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, it comes out Kishmak. Akeval the Ganach, cheer him tonight, Rabbi. Here we go, Rabbi, is a response up. And otherwise, wishing everyone a Gamal the Galuthi Shabbos. Kaddish, please.